Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, one and all, to the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe all lesser values than love have such flimsy standing in this world that they can devolve and slide into the rabbit hole of BS, which is bait and switch, or blame and shame, or maybe you have other ideas. But whatever it is, love is the king, the queen, the highest royal needed beauty of our human existence. There's nothing more important. And whatever else may happen through us or to us, if love's not in the middle of it, we're in trouble. So that's why I'm here every week, unpacking, taking you on a journey of the beauty of love, unpacking the suitcases, briefcases, the boxes, the shipping containers of the understanding of love. I have no illusions that I'm ever going to finish unpacking it here on this radio broadcast, but I do have a passion to get there, to go there, to lean into that. So here you are, joining with me, giving me about a half an hour of your life and time that blesses me and honors me, and I promise to give you the best I've got during this time so that you too can join me in the marathon run toward love. We do a few things here as a matter of routine to keep me straight and steady, to keep the phrase of late is stay in your lane, bro. And so this bro wants to stay in his lane, and my lane is love. And to that end, I like to share with you what I call love's creed. It's just like the Nicene Creed or the Apostles' Creed. No, wait a minute. No, it's not just like it. Those have a higher value in church liturgy. But in terms of my own value for a creed, this has a pretty strong value. It's something I wrote a little over 10 years ago, and it's something I'm trying to live by day by day by day. I'm inviting you to do the same, to reach for this creed. Keep it in some form or another where you can see it regularly. If not, just listen to me now. Maybe you want to write it down. If you can't get it all written down right now, well, send me an email at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's all one word, randydeanministries, all lowercase, @gmail. I'd be happy and delighted to send you a copy of Love's Creed. So here it is in total. Then I'll come back and I'll ask you to repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, let's go back and repeat after me. All right, here we go. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, there you have it. Let me know if you want a copy. We'll get it out to you. Keep it on a 3x5 card where you can stick it on the sun visor of your car, or maybe you want to put it in your computer or your iPad or your phone, and just have it at the ready where you can see it routinely. Remind yourself, this is what I'm on the earth for. I've been asked, I can't even tell you, hundreds of times, at least hundreds of times, people ask me as a pastor, what am I here for? What's my purpose? And I'm always glad to say, your highest purpose is to love. If you will love, that is the highest goal of the will of God in your life. What you need to know about the will of God for your life is that you're called to love, and everything else will flower up out of love. So if you're in a trap of feeling lost in your purpose or for your purpose, well, then return to love. Dig your heels in and say, I'm going to love. I'm going to love with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love my neighbor as myself. Love God. Like the Shema of the Old Testament that says, Hear, O Israel, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Listen, you do that, then there's everything in the world going to just be right behind that great train locomotive. The cars of that train will get pulled along, and they'll be steady and strong. Well, today I'm taking my cue from somebody I've read a lot over the years. This gentleman, Father Richard Rohr, has written several books. None of them are clunkers. They're all beauties. So if you ask me about what book should I get of Richard Rohr's, I'd say get them all. Get them all and just take your time and read them slowly. Savor them. He's a Catholic priest and a monk. He has a real contemplative and meditative style, but he's also a pretty darn good theologian. So I'm going to take my cue for today from something from his book and his writings on what he calls the universal Christ. So listen to this quote, and I'll try to break it down best way I can here in the next 25 minutes or less. Love, which might be called the attraction of all things toward all things, is a universal language, an underlying energy that keeps showing itself despite our best efforts to resist it. It is so simple that it is hard to teach in words. Listen to that again. That's why I'm here with the No BS Bishop. Love is so simple, it's almost impossible to teach in words. Yet we all know it when we see it. After all, there's not a native, Hindu, Buddhist, Jewish, Islamic, or Christian way of loving. There is not a Methodist, Lutheran, Catholic, or Orthodox way of running a soup kitchen. There's not a gay or straight way of being faithful, not a black or Caucasian way of hoping. We all know positive flow when we see it, and we all know resistance and coldness when we feel it. And all the rest are mere labels. Ooh, Father Rohr, you just took a swing at that pitch and knocked it right out of the park. Beautiful, isn't it? Let me read it again. I'll slow it down and break it down a bit here going forward, because this is the topic of my conversation with you today. Yeah, I know it's more of a monologue, but you can talk back at me. I'll be happy to hear you through your device or the radio. Anyway, here we go. Here it is again, and I'll break it down little by little. Love. This is Father Richard Rohr. Love, which might be called the attraction of all things toward all things, is a universal language and underlying energy that keeps showing itself despite our best efforts to resist it. Now listen, it's a universal language. It's a positive attraction, an underlying energy that shows up all the time. We know that the wide world is spinning because of love. Well, why do I say that? Well, because God is love, and love is God. And what I believe and have come to embrace is that God spoke and all creation burst into existence. Love spoke and all the universes, all of the universe and all the galaxies burst into existence. The earth burst, literally exploded on the scene because God said, let there be. And God is love. Love is God. Love created. Love cannot hold back from creating. any of the best works of art you see on a much smaller scale than the divine. When you see a work of art, you're looking at love. Somebody loved what they were doing when they painted that portrait, when they carved that sculpture, when they created that work of beauty. I have a friend from years ago that he calls his work with automobiles a work of art. He went to school for art and he creates what he calls rat rods. Well, it's not just what he calls, it's a whole movement of folks that build vehicles, trucks and cars out of spare parts and rusty old pieces of cars, and they turn it into a work of art, and they are magnificent. They put a brand new motor in it and some fancy wheels on it, but the rest of it's just sort of a conglomeration of broken up pieces of automobile art. And that's a work of art. And he does it out of love. He loves to do that. He puts his hand to it. I don't have those kind of skills, but I have this skill here of sitting behind a microphone and talking to you about love. I love love, and I love unpacking and discussing love and calling you to discuss it with me. To have this ongoing conversation about love for me is the love of my life right now. And I intend to spend as much of the rest of my life pursuing this. So Father Rohr says, love is a universal language and an underlying energy that just keeps showing up. It's always showing up, isn't it? When we see love, I don't have to ask myself, well, is that Christian love? I don't have to ask that. If I see a puppy running along with its little group of puppies that are just born, and these puppies are happy and jumping and licking and playing with each other, that's love. That's puppy love, pun intended. But that's love. These little animals are loving life and they're living at large. And so I don't have to ask myself, is that a Christian love? All I know is that's a positive energy of love. So whether it's newborn puppies or my wife and I, we're coming up in August, we're going to be celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary. I'm going to tell you, it wasn't just puppy love that brought us and held us together for half a century. Let me tell you something, not just full-grown dog love. I mean, I'm the dog and she's the beauty that keep hanging on to this old dog. But my wife and I have come to realize you're not going to love each other for half a century just on a whim or a click of the heels. You're going to link yourself to a universal energy, something that's bigger than you, bigger than me, bigger than other people all put together, and hang on tight. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride at all times and make sure your seatbelt is buckled up, baby. And know that love is this power. Love is this strength. Love is this solidified work of God in the wide world in which we live. You hook yourself into that love and it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whether you're a little dog loving your owner or you're a little boy like me loving his bride like Ginger. Whether it's that you are that you're a mechanic loving working on engines, or you're an artist, a Michelangelo, or whoever you might be in current day art, iconographers right now. There's a rise of iconographers. And the icons are those paintings that hang in churches that depict entire books of the Bible or entire stories or parables. They're beautiful. We're now just coming off of Easter, and we're in Eastertide, and icons that depict the crucifixion of Christ are stunning in their detail and in the message. When you see a work like that, you're looking at love. Somebody tapped the energy, the universal energy of love. And that's what Father Rohr is talking about. And he goes on in this quote to say, it's so simple, it's hard to teach in words, but we all know it when we see it. Now catch that. It's so simple, it's hard to teach in words. You've heard me say this before. When a junior high kid comes up to mom or dad, just a small child says, hey, mom, dad, how will I know when I'm in love? And you know what they're asking, right? Well, how will I know when I look in the eyes of somebody that I feel this thing about them and me? How will I know if that's real love or not? Well, every parent that's tried to answer that question has to bow their head a little bit, say a quiet prayer, and say, "Help me, Lord." Help me say it in a way that's not confusing or detrimental to the principle, to the universality of love. I know this, that when I see a child behaving well with a stranger, behaving well with another child that they've never met before, and they sit down together, maybe at a library or in a school classroom. When I see children getting along and they barely know each other's names, I know that child already has the basic tools of love cooking in their soul. Love is that universal energy, like Father Rohr says here. It's that universal language and an underlying energy that just keeps showing up. It just does. It keeps showing up despite all of our efforts to the contrary. When nations go to war with each other, that's not love. No. That's a far cry from love. So what has to happen in those nations? Well, I would suggest they learn the power of the lessons of love. Maybe somebody needs to forward the No BS Bishop Alive to Love broadcast to them and say, sit down for a day or two and talk about love instead of talking about blowing people up. Talking about love and talking about how we're here to support our fellow humans in their journey. The universal language of love, that underlying energy that just keeps showing up. And it is so simple, but it's near impossible to teach. I've been here over 4 years, every week, doing this, recording this broadcast, saying to you, there is a power in the universe, and that power is called love. All lesser powers than love easily devolve into BS, which is bait and switch or blame and shame or other matters of human shenanigans. And only love holds truth. Only love believes in all things. Only love is patient enough to conquer all the emotional mountains. I wanted to say it stronger. I got to behave myself. Only love can survive the emotional mountains that we lob at each other. We all know what love is when we see it. We may not know how to define it well, but maybe it's as important for us to paint word pictures of what love looks like. Father Rohr says, after all, there's no native, Hindu, Buddhist, Jewish, Islamic, or Christian way of loving. I want to make that very clear. I agree with Father Rohr here totally. There's no one way of love in the human experience, whether it's Islamic or Christian, whether it's Hindu or Christian. Love is love is love. You see, before there were any religions, before there was Buddhism, before there was Hinduism, before there was Christianity, there was God. There was God. In the beginning, God. Full stop. And God is love. Love is God. He who dwells in God dwells in love. He who dwells in love dwells in God. So before there were any churches or synagogues or temples, before there was any gathering of any religious or denominational faith, there was love. Love was the beginning of all things. So to that end, when we see love, we're seeing God. And we don't have to have a prescribed denominational or ideological way of love. Love is love. And when love shows up, we all know it when we see it. And we all know hate when we see it, right? We all know pain when we see it, right? We all know health and healing when we see it, right? We know wholeness and strength when we see it, right? I hope to be able to say to my friends and my family my wife and I are discussing right now what we want to do on our 50th anniversary. And I hope that people who might come around us on that day and see our celebrating, that they look and say, right there's love. That they don't have to call it Christian love. They don't have to call it Jewish love. No, it's just, there's love. That's human love right there. So may we pursue, each one of us, a human love. There is no Methodist, Lutheran, or Orthodox way or Christian way of running a soup kitchen, Father Rohr says. I've done about 3.5, almost 4 years of work in distributing food to senior citizens through the Commodity Supplemental Food Program that the United States Department of Agriculture has put forward for senior citizens who have food insecurities in this world. I was able to lead a crew of about 25 or so volunteers to help me pack boxes of the United States Department of Agriculture food that was shipped to us. And then I get those boxes packed, load those boxes in a truck, and then I spent a better part of 2 weeks delivering food to 600-700 senior citizens throughout the western Wisconsin region. Now, I'm telling you all that to say that all of that was done not as a Methodist expression of love, not even as a Christian expression of love. I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that my volunteers were some Christian Catholic church members, some of them were Christian Lutheran church members, and a whole bunch of them were not a member of any church. Maybe never will be, maybe never have been. But what happened during those several months, up to almost 4 years, what happened there was an act of love. Love was a practical purpose applied to the human need that we were faced with. So there's no Methodist, Lutheran, Orthodox, Catholic way to run a soup kitchen, or in my case, a commodity supplemental food program. There is not a straight or gay or black or white or Caucasian or Latino way to love. No. Love is love is love is love. And so when we love one another, when love is real, we can all look at it and say, right there, that's love. Love that is patient, love that is kind. I can't say enough about the word of kindness. When we walk around this world and we see all the mental health challenges that we're faced with here in the 21st century, I am convinced that kindness is the medication we all need. Holding a door for a complete stranger, smiling, nodding, waving at people when you see them, whether you know them or not, being able to slow down your pace and, for crying out loud, get on the highway and slow it down to the speed limit at least, and stop tailgating and shaking a fist at people when there's no good reason to do it anyway. To be kind to one another is one of the best expressions of love we could ever reach for. To be kind and give somebody else a place in line when you see they've got only two items and you got 10. Be kind enough to be able to greet somebody with a nod of the head and a smile. You may not even have to say anything, but we all know positive flow when we see it, right? This is what Father Rohr says, and we all know resistance and coldness when we feel it. All the rest are mere labels. Thank you, Father Rohr. Well, this Bishop Randy, Bishop Dean, I agree with Father Rohr. We're just a couple of peas in a pod. The difference is he's got a whole lot more notoriety than I do, and I hope someday I'll have some of that to get the good word out. We're alive to love. We're not on this earth for hate. We're here to regain strength and energy from day to day, to be people of love, to be people of kindness, to be people of patience, to be people of forgiveness, to show that positive energy that is love. All right, in order to have that positive energy, we got to breathe well. So I close all of my broadcasts with the exercise of breathing well and another exercise that we'll get to in a minute about saying I love you. But first, put your feet as flat on the floor as you can. Hold your head up straight and get as good a posture as you're able to. Put away distractions. Turn the noise off in the background. And set still. And then on the count of three, I want you to take a good deep breath. Make sure it goes down into your belly, right down there to the diaphragm, and hold it up against the basement of your lungs. On the count of three, take the deepest breath that you can. One, two, three, inhale. Hold it down there. Nice and slow. Now exhale. That exercise can save your life. I mean it. It could lower your blood pressure in a moment where your heart is racing and you're anxious or angry or afraid. If you would just breathe, slow down, give your mind a sabbatical to breathe. Well, the second exercise that I encourage you to do, and I'm going to take an extra slice of time today with it, and that is to say, I love you. Just like that. Slowly, one word at a time. Don't race the comment. Don't dodge eye contact. Yeah, I know. It's awkward. It's weird. It's strange. People get all unsettled about it, and I urge you to beware of that, and don't be bossy or pushy with it, but do be intentional. There's no need to be pushy about this because, unfortunately, we're not used to it. I'm trying to turn that positive energy around. I'm trying to take that flow the different direction. It's like sometimes I feel like I'm trying to turn a river flow the opposite direction. But whatever the case, I want to invite you to the three most holy, magical, charmed words in the human language. I love you. And when you say it with that kind of full intention and with eye contact, maybe you take a person by the hand, male or female, doesn't matter. As long as you know what the integrity of your intention is, do it well. Do it kindly. Do it slowly. Make sure somebody gets the chance to have somebody say they're loved. Who knows? You might save their life. Who knows? Maybe the person that you're looking at hasn't heard those three words in weeks, months, and God forbid, they haven't heard it in years. Maybe they're not even aware they've not been stopped in their race of life long enough to hear it in a quality way. If that's the case and you say it to somebody, I'm promising you it will rattle them. It'll rattle you in all the right ways. I'm hoping somehow this becomes a movement across the world, if not even just in my own little neighborhood. In my family, I know it is. I know it's something that I say amongst my family. And even my family, they know, oh, here comes Papa. Uh-oh, here comes Randy. He's going to do it to me. He's going to make me feel awkward and nervous. And I smile, and sometimes I take them by the face just gently and say, hey, I love you. I'm promising you this. If that becomes a practice amongst a significant number of human beings, like Father Rohr says, it won't matter if you're Methodist, Lutheran, Catholic, or Protestant. Love is love, and love never fails. Love is the one principle of the human condition that does not fail. It always succeeds when it's offered with authenticity, integrity, discernment, and a full-minded maturity. Yeah, you know, maybe that's coming about because you got Love's Creed. I don't know. Give me a shout. I'll send you a copy. But whatever the case, let's be people of the mountain of love being risen in the world today, and that we would become the mountain of love. Well, my gratitude goes out to Father Richard Rohr. I sure want to give him credit for part of the, most of this broadcast today, but you've heard my own words as well to amplify all of the above. Now go out there and do something beautiful, please. Ugly's getting done to death. Lives are being destroyed physically and psychologically and spiritually. It's time for people of beauty to rise up and shine, to show the power of love in our world that is starving for the power of love. Make love more than a word. Make love your life. I love you. Rise and shine, y'all. Happy trails.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.